So last week, we heard the first part of Jesus' sermon on the plain, and that was that series of blessings and woes. So that was the first part. Now this comes into the second part. So before we move into today's reading, I want to just take a minute to think about and remember about what the blessings and woes were. Jesus is presenting this story of contrast. Contrasting God's reality, blessing, with the world's reality, woes. Blessings describe facets of a life that are lived in harmony with God's divine rule, and the woes describe a life that is lived deliberately oblivious to God's divine rule. So that's what we have coming into this, and now Jesus says to everyone who's listening, so this sermon this reading continues this sermon. And so we need to remember that in Luke's gospel, this community of people that Jesus is preaching to, this multitude on the plain, they are being oppressed by the Roman government. They are living in conflict. And Jesus is teaching them that the world's response to hate and violence is retaliation. And that if someone does that, that you're going to retaliate and you're going to give back more of the same. But when you respond to hate with hate, the original hate wins. Those listening are to respond with love, mercy, nonviolence, generosity, and forgiveness. And it's not just a matter of this nonviolent approach, which we hear a lot about that. This approach that Jesus is encouraging and teaching about, it goes beyond just not retaliating. The kingdom of God calls for attitudes and actions that seek the good of the other. So it's not enough not to respond, but we need to do what is good for them too. The things that build up the community. Jesus' followers are to take positive steps to promote the good of the very people that are mistreating them, that they are in conflict with. Jesus is insisting that his followers replace their worldly behavior with the kind of behavior that reveals the kingdom of God. In God's kingdom, ungrateful is met with kindness and grace. Those who do wrong are met with mercy and forgiveness. Followers of Jesus are to imitate God and respond with kindness, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Now, I just want to have a little sidebar. Being kind does not mean that you are approving of something. It means that we are trying to act in the best interest of another person. I mean, God wants everyone to repent and become part of this movement into and toward the kingdom of God. And if we are constantly excluding people, it's kind of hard for that to happen. In the world, it's normal for those who do not follow Jesus to do well. I mean, they love, they lend, they do good when it suits their purpose. When I was in seminary, I made the statement during a class that I don't know that it's necessary to out loud say, I believe in Jesus and you should too because God loves you. Because all kinds of people do good in the world. And it was pointed out to me that that's just half of the story. And over time, I wanted to argue, but you know, as a student, you're not really supposed to do that too much. But I've come to learn that it's not enough just to say, I love, I'm a good person, I do good things. Because most often, because we're human, we are motivated by the anticipated response. So those of us who follow Jesus are to live as God lives, mercifully and generous beyond all expectation, beyond our comprehension. For God's people, loving, lending, and doing good are about a generosity that does not draw a boundary. And the actions that are done are not dependent, anticipating some sort of reciprocal response from the recipient. You know that old saying, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That is not what Jesus is talking about. God's people offer love for the good of another, full stop. Now, again, because we're human, sometimes you're thinking, I'm doing a really great thing, I'm doing this very kind thing, whatever, and you realize that maybe you're hoping for something, right? Like people are going to notice or recognize, or you're going to get something in return. So it's important as humans to recognize that and to be self-aware and to always be steering ourselves toward this action that is not dependent on some sort of reciprocal like response. Jesus knows that this ethic that he is commending to them is very different from the ethic that is acceptable in the world. And this is not meant to be tried alone, but within community. Jesus is speaking to the multitude, the community of listeners. He's not speaking to one person. We are meant to do this, to try to live this out within community. We live and act communally. Jesus is offering this ethic as a way for the community of his followers to resist the world's reactive ethic, but also to not be passive in the face of it. When we live the ethic of this sermon in the face of the world's violence, we are collectively saying to all those who abuse, hate, strike, judge, or condemn that we will not react in kind. We are resisting the evils of this world. We are called to follow Jesus, and he walks with us on our way. Jesus tells us and shows us that the kingdom of God is meant for us and what that kingdom looks like. Mercy, love, grace, forgiveness. And Jesus calls us to tell and show all the people of the world that this is meant for them too. And that this is a different way to live than what we see out by worldly standards. The kingdom of God isn't just some far away place that we're going to see someday when our physical bodies die and we meet Jesus. The kingdom of God is for us in this place now. Jesus calls us not just to follow, but to share his good news about God's kindness, grace, and mercy with all those, even those we don't agree with, and even those who are different from us. This is not easy, but it's exactly what we are called to do. We are all, every one of us, are God's beloved. Spread the news. Spread the news about God's love. Thanks be to God.